We're learning Maseches Zvachim. We are in the 12th parak. We're up to Mishnah Hey. Parim Hanisrafim, Usirim Hanisrafim. Referring to Parim, bulls, Nisrafim, which are burned, such as the car which was given on Yom Kippur, also the bull for the Kohen of Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, and the Par Helam Dabar Shel Tzibor, in the event that the Tzibor, the multitude of Klai Yisrael, errs. In that situation, they bring a par in, unlike other bulls in which the blood is sprinkled outside of the Kodesh of Kodashim. This is actually sprinkled on the Aron, and its meat is burned. So it's called Parim Hanisrafim. The bull is burned. With Seirim Hanisrafim, and the Seirim, which are he goats, which are also burned, such times that a carbon is brought, is for example on Yom Kippur, as well as in the event that a person violates worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Shogeg, in that situation also, one would have to bring a Seirim, a he goat. So, Muzman Shem Nisrafim commits false on a time that it was burned in the proper fashion, which means that the carbon was not invalidated. Nisrafim Beveis HaDeshen. And what we do is, it will be burned outside of Yerushalayim, in a place called the Beis HaDesh, in a place where we deposit the ashes. After the karbonos are burned, there are ashes, and therefore it's brought outward. We don't just keep all the ashes there forever. I can imagine the amount of ashes that there would be. So, in this situation, is actually burned the Beis HaDesh outside of Yerushalayim. And with time begotten. And the person who is involved in the sreif of the burning of these karbanos, not only do we say that they become tame, but also their garments become tame. The pasuk actually says that v'asarif osam yichavis begadav. A person who burns them, he'll have to cleanse his garments. Not only that, not only does his garments become impure tame, but also any time that he touches, while he's doing this burning, if he touches any garments, even if he's not wearing them, it also becomes tame. Now that's only because it was done in the proper fashion. However, in the Nisrafim commits Fasan, if let's say this carbon became puzzle in some fashion, for example, pigol, improper thought of some sort, in that situation also will need to be burned, but no longer Beveis HaDash, and rather Nisrafim Beveis HaBira. It's burned in a place in the Beit HaMikdash, which is called the Beveis HaBira. Bira is usually a capital or a palace. It's the name of a place in which they would destroy or burn invalidated karbanos. However, in this situation, since it was not done in the proper fashion, we will not say that the Kohen, the person who is involved in this avoda, that their garments become impure. Rather, he will just have to burn it in the Beis HaDash, and his clothes remain tahor.